The courage and wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, heart dwellers. Tonight, I ran across or was brought to my attention a certain prophecy about an asteroid, and the Lord has not spoken to me in great detail about that. Neither has he spoken to me about the timing. So needless to say, I was a little confused on how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together in terms of when would the rapture happen. So I came to him and I said, Lord, I don't know what to make of all these things. It's so confusing. We didn't go looking for this, but it came to us. And I know you give different pieces of the puzzle to different prophets. I just don't know what to think. He answered me immediately, and he said, would you like me to clarify it for you? I wanted to make sure it was him, and I wasn't inventing something. His face became clear as he lifted my chin and said, I am speaking with you. Oh, thank you, sweet lover of my soul. He melted when I said that. He replied, this is not my favorite subject, but I don't like to see confusion amongst my people either. There will indeed be a comet, and it will hit Puerto Rico. Millions will be killed. For this, my heart grieves. Lord, please overwrite my ideas, my concepts, my opinions, and don't allow me to get into this at all. I really just want straight answers from you. So please speak to me in such a way that I don't insert one thing, because I have my ideas and preferences, and I know they can get in the way. He answered me, all right then, this will happen before the rapture. Before the rapture? That was the last thing I wanted to hear. He confirmed it. He said, yes, why do you think I sent you that dream? And he's talking about someone who had a dream a year ago and finally posted it to our channel in the comments section. And it was another one of those things that I couldn't quite make the puzzle pieces fit with the knowledge that the Lord had given me. So I was waiting for him to put everything in order. And this is what the dream said. I was with my family in our house in Northern California, and we were deeply concerned. Terribly hard times and disasters had taken place in our nation, and we had managed to get through it all. But something had occurred in the east and was heading our direction, and it was beyond our ability to survive. We knew we only had a few seconds to live. I looked at my husband and two teens and said, let's ask Jesus to make us ready to meet him. We all bowed our heads, and as I started to pray, Jesus, please make us ready to meet you, there was a loud explosion of power from within us, and we were instantly glowing. I couldn't even see any distinct features of our bodies because we were all bright white glowing stars. Try looking at the sun. We were that bright. I knew that it was the power of the Holy Spirit within us. It was the power of the resurrection of Christ exploding in us and totally changing us, like we were wired with all the voltage of a star and God through the switch. Then there was a loud boom, like a clap of thunder, and I saw a blue streak of lightning go through the very center of us all, and instantly we were shot out of our home like rockets going at light speed. We were light, and we were traveling at the speed of light. I couldn't open my eyes, but I knew when I did, I would find myself in heaven. Literally, in the blink of an eye, I just shouted out, praise Jesus. I couldn't stop praising him. I woke up with so much joy and peace and excitement. That was the end of the dream. So I said to the Lord, so I would get it. That's why you sent the dream. That's right, he answered, so I could fill you in. You see, the bombs will throw the earth off its axis. It will reel like a drunkard. Foolish men, did you think your children would survive this? The earth will be a very different place in the aftermath of this comet, but you will not be there to experience that. Just as in the woman's dream, you will be translated and taken from the earth. Just as Ezekiel dreamt, I will swoop you up ahead of this monstrosity. Just as in his dream. And then this is Ezekiel's dream. December 6, 2015. We were on a highway in a convertible with the top down going west. All of a sudden, strong winds started blowing from behind us from the east. I turned to see what it was, and there were dark clouds rolling and swirling in the sky. At first they were grayish and overcast, then they turned to dark, black storm clouds with loud rumbling that saturated and totally overtook the air. It was so loud and ominous, almost like it had life of its own. Screams were heard, and this blackness swept up everything in its path. The sky above us and out in front of us was clear and sunny like a typical southwestern day. As the clouds continued to churn and roll, they started to take a strange shape and began forming into the well-defined image of a skull. All the clouds in the image were moving at high speed, almost as if it were going to overtake us. You could hear people screaming behind us as this thing cloaked them in darkness. At this point, we were accelerating and driving very fast to try and get away from it, along with several other cars. Suddenly, from the northeast, you could see a large white horse galloping in the air. It became very clear, and there was a chariot behind it, and many other horses and riders. As it got closer, you could see that Jesus was in the chariot, wearing all white with a crown on his head. He outran the clouds and the skull and came in behind us. He was waving his arms, almost like he was herding sheep and getting us grouped in and moving forward. You could still hear the awful screams and shrieks from behind the Lord's army, where blackness was overtaking them. The Lord and his army had formed a barrier between us and the devastation, and we were gaining some distance ahead of it, moving really fast. I had the sense that we were either up in the air or that we were about to be taken up in the air. And that's where the dream ended. The Lord continued, "Well, now you have some details. Are you settled about all of this?" I answered him, "So the sequence of events is the Dome of the Rock, World War III, Peace Treaty, Comet, Rapture? The war will put the Earth in the line of impact for the comet. Miami, the comet, all in the same day. You will not be here for the darkness and the wind." I made a mistake in rendering this on the first video. What the Lord had said, the order of events was correct, except the peace treaty would not happen until after the rapture, and we would not be here to see that. Just wanted to clarify that for you, because I had forgotten to say no peace treaty because we were gone. There will be a peace treaty, of course, but we will not be here to see it. We'll be gone before then. The earth will be reordered physically, electromagnetically, climate and features as well. This will be man's doing, Claire. I never intended for this comet to hit Earth. It will happen because ignorant men listened to demons and allowed pride and greed to overrun their consciences, thinking that if they destroyed 2/3 of humanity, somehow the Earth would be a better place to live, that is, with a nuclear war. Little did they know that filling hell would cause the Earth to expand and their underground cities would become their underground tombs. And I answered him, I said, "Okay, so you were saying first the Dome of the Rock being destroyed will precipitate World War III. Then when Russia bombs Miami and North Korea invades from the Gulf of Mexico, that very same day the comet will hit the Earth and we will be raptured?" He continued, "The comet will graze the Earth and keep on going." Keep on going? That's right. It will inflict a gash and continue out into outer space again. It will not stop here. It is 2 miles in diameter, very large. You need to understand there are debris and gases traveling with this, and that will do much of the damage. It will survive past the Earth. This is not fear-mongering, my love. This is simply fact and consequence of man tampering with the Earth. And yes, CERN will also have something to do with this as well. The enemy is exultant over this event, knowing that hell will be filling up very quickly. That will contribute to the shifting of continental plates, land mass movement, earthquakes, and devastating tsunamis. Lord, how do you prepare for such events? Put your trust in me. Confess your sins. Forgive your enemies. And stay repentant. Scatter works of mercy all around you. Waste no time coming to the aid of your neighbor, whoever that might be. And most of all, pray for mercy. He continued, you are right to equate the final judgment with works that will either condemn or balance the weight of a human's existence on Earth. Yes, the Book of Life will be opened. The ledgers will be brought forth. And although I paid for your souls in full, your merits during your lifetime will also be weighed against your sins. This is the second judgment, which is not meant for my bride, but for the souls waiting in the bowels of the earth because they did not accept and live for me. This will be a time of extreme sorrow for many. Souls either hearken to my warnings in the spirit that they have been judged and found lacking, or they ignore the warnings, sealing off their own access to their troubled conscience, so it will trouble them no more. People of the earth, you who have not received me into your hearts, do you know there will come an hour when you stand before the judge of heaven and earth? Do you know that your conscience has been warning you throughout your lives that something is seriously amiss inside of you? Do you know that there are consequences to ignoring me? I have knocked and knocked at your door, but you refuse to open to me. Now you are in the anteroom of horrors that are to come upon the earth, and many of you have obstinately locked the door and ignored me. If you die in this state, you will never see your relatives that accepted me again. You will never see your beloved pets that I sent on loan to you to comfort you in your sorrows. You will never see your grandbabies again, and you will live in the lake of fire with the devil and his evil angels for eternity. Not an hour, a day, a week, or a lifetime, but forever. The choice is yours. You know you are not right with me. Your spouses and children and parents have told you about my love over and over again, but you have scorned and rejected me. I cannot help you in the day of trouble. It will be too late. You will be petrified at what is coming upon the earth, heading your way within hours, if you even have that warning. There will be no escape for you. It will be so sudden that your mind will be jammed in overload. You will not repent or receive me then. Rather, you will be dragged by the demons down to hell, where you will be assigned a place of torment, where worms eat your flesh and it grows back, only to be eaten again, where fire burns with excruciating pain, only to heal and be burned alive again, over and over and over, throughout eternity. So I am making this final appeal to you. I do indeed love you. Every blessing in your life came from the generosity of my heart. I will forgive you for those crimes against mankind, if you will but admit your fault and ask me to grant you the grace of repentance. Some of you have run with an evil crowd your entire life. You have stolen from the poor, murdered the innocent, incarcerated those not guilty, and done everything in your lives from a motive of serving yourself and your children. But nonetheless, I went to Calvary and laid down my life for every single thing you did. Now I am inviting you to repent, because when these catastrophes, which even some of you have been involved in planning, when they occur, there will be no time left for you to repent. So I'm asking you, speak to me. I am listening. Tell me, Jesus, I know I have sinned. I know I have avoided facing what I've done. And indeed, I know there's little time left. Forgive me. Have mercy on me and receive me into your kingdom. I know you died for my sins. And from this day forth, I turn my back on my sinful ways. And with your help, I will live my life for you. Amen. He continued, what is necessary here is that you say this with all of your heart. You truly repent for the evil you have done. You truly want to change and give your life to me, the Son of the living God who died for you and rose again. Without true repentance, there is little hope for you. Reach out to me but one step forward, and I will draw you into my everlasting and loving arms, and you will find peace for your soul. My children, do this now. There is little time left, and for many of you, there will be no time when calamity hits the earth. Repent now, and I will forgive you now, and regardless of what happens on this earth, you will be with me in heaven for eternity.